fanuarado se wa kwa ko tanya ta haskigo tan an se wa ta husa dache un kai huwa na hadi wa notas ne ne aboriginal voices oska te wa nyawa oska ne jota fm cfrc
It is 6 o'clock and you are tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. And we are broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani Nichkiwink, Doug Farquhar and Dijnikos, Minwa Sean Story, Esna Minwa, and Ishnawi Wewin. Here we go. Aboriginal voices on this absolutely gorgeous high pressure Tuesday. My goodness, September the 10th, and it is so lovely out there. The temperature, yes, is about 16 degrees, but it is fabulous. Just think, last week it was cold at 15 degrees, and this week the sun's shining and at 16, and it feels great. Explain that one? No, I'm going to leave that one to Sean. Sean's been on assignment and he's racing to get to the station to bring in his great ideas and information that he's picked up. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that, Sean. Take your time driving tonight out on the streets, especially around Queen's campus, can be dangerous. You know, you're constantly watching out for people who use the roadways differently than normally we were expecting. But anyway, you know, it's interesting because here we are in September and there are a number of people that we have to pause to remember. And the first person that I wanted to talk about is the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs from Winnipeg. And their Grand Chief, Kathy Merrick, died last week. And she was attending a support for a group at the courthouse in Winnipeg, and she collapsed, and they weren't able to revive her. And when the EMS people came, it was they took her to the hospital, but she had died. It's interesting because, you know, I look back and I said, my first thought was, I do remember this lady talking to us through the airwaves, you know, the radio and television. But I didn't realize that the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs Grand Chief, Kathy Merrick, was 63 years old, very young. She had been speaking to several media outlets when she collapsed right in front of the law courts. So that was about last Friday. It was a sad moment. And people are trying to remember the impact that she has had on their lives. And today they were in Winnipeg, they were holding a vigil. People were allowed to come out and talk and spend some time. And also the Free Press website on Monday decided that they were going to issue a news release announcing the boycott of the news outlet, but then took it down. Apparently, the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs had decided to boycott the Free Press in Winnipeg. So, we'll see. There's controversy everywhere in that issue, but If you don't know anything about Kathy Merrick, look it up. You can contact. I guess APTN will have a fair bit running on that television show, and there is a number of websites where you'll be able to see, the information behind what the work that Kathy has done. So our condolences to her family and friends and to all those who depended on her. So it's a sad day. But on Aboriginal Voices, we do have to carry some of the other news as well. And so I was looking through to see what we do have. And I noticed that well, there's a lot of things happening about residential school survivors, and Winnipeg put a program together to kind of deal with the funds for residential school survivors. And you stop and say, I don't understand, because I thought that was already dealt with through the courts. But now there's more happening, and it's an issue that we're just learning about here on Aboriginal Voices, and we're going to find, we've got some people who are going to talk about that. You know, with the show on at 5 o'clock, you know, with the Cree speaker and the hearing all about the Cree language and teaching the young people and the families, their parents, how to share the Cree language and the ideas and knowledge. And today there's also a Cree Media, CBC, segment put on the CBC website. And so you can go and you can look at, well, there are about 7 or 8 articles all dealing with Cree. And, you know, there's, I guess there are a number of people across Canada who are Cree. And if you're not sure about where they are, go and look at this, because in Quebec, northern Quebec, there are Cree communities. But if you go to Quebec City or Montreal or Drummondville, you'll be able to see the Cree shops, and you know where they're selling products that are made in their communities. And so that's one positive aspect. But then there's also a Cree youth gathering that's happening. I guess they were just gathering by the end of September. They'll be finished with their gathering, but they're spreading it around to different communities. But the youth don't have to travel as far as, you know, heading off to big cities like Quebec City or Montreal. There's also Cree communities in Northern Ontario, and right through Northern Manitoba, Northern Saskatchewan. And so, you know, we're looking to see if we can find, for the next couple of weeks, Cree musicians. So that's what we're looking for. And I'm thinking that our traveler has arrived. Yay! It's John. I'm just mentioning a little bit of the news, but welcome to Aboriginal Voices. It's good to see you. How was the driving?
Oh, it was all right.
it was all right. Mm-hmm. And I'll bet it was crazy for you, because I noticed that with all the people here from out of the province, out of the city, they're finding their way around. So they're either too slow or they're making their decisions too late when it's time to change.
Yeah, it seems to be that way.
Oh, I saw that happen today. Mm. One car from Nova Scotia had a left turn signal on, slowed down at an intersection, and then almost came to a full stop and got to the point where, to me it was as if they were looking on a map or they were looking on somewhere to find the right place to go. And then they turned right instead of left. Uh-huh. Not bad.
Yeah. Idiot.
And they, No. These are people who are just arriving in the city, you know. You got to know which way north is.
I suppose.
Yeah. But, I just put it up to that's what it is. Just somebody who's new to the city.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
So anyway, I was just looking to see what all we have ready to go for tonight. And
what do we have, Doug?
Well, we have a couple of things.
Have we have music?
We do have music. Are you ready for some music? Or do you want to keep talking?
No, we can keep talking.
Are you getting excited about a big chat that's going to happen tonight?
Well, yeah. I was, that's still happening?
I, as far as I know, that there are going to be two people standing.
Two now.
In Philadelphia in a studio for, is it ABC or CBC?
Oh, that chat. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant a different one.
No, I'm talking about that chat.
Yeah.
You excited about it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm as excited as I have been for any other debate. I certainly do have in my mind the right person. Mm-hmm. Notice I didn't say the right guy.
No. I think
person, the right person.
I like the way you said that.
Yeah, being diplomatic about it.
Sure, you've changed.
Yeah, definitely. new leaf.
Yes.
New leaf, right mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
But no, I. We as a broadcaster should not have any kind of. What do you call it? The bias.
Yeah.
We should not have a bias for any one person.
Or a group of people.
Well, just one person.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm certain that I will see a YouTube commentary, clips from said things tonight. What dumb things
one that, or the other might say.
That one person said.
Yeah.
And
that's okay. That's enough.
That's it. I'm not going to say anymore because once again, I say there's one.
Right. There's one clear person.
There's one person that I think is probably better for the job.
Okay.
And the other one, definitely not.
Okay. Change the subject for you around Queens.
Now, there are probably a lot of people around here with that are forming their ideas.
That's good. That's what we want.
As to what I have said, and they're thinking, oh, well, maybe he is for that one. And they're like, no, I am not for that one. I am from the idea.
You're for the younger one.
No, I'm not.
No, okay.
There you go.
There.
The bias has been
what bias? I don't know.
Has been lifted,
about.
I guess.
Yeah, I want to just change the subject to talk a bit about what's happening for athletics here at Queens.
Yeah.
Some people have been asking about it.
And
what's really good, the hosts. Jesse Bell and Zayden Varega, they've been putting on excellent promos for the football games.
Isn't that
coming
Vergara?
Up. Vergara? Sorry, I'm sorry.
It's like Brenda Vergara.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm looking at the dates. You know, we've passed a few. My goodness, one, two, three. Oh, three football games have already gone on.
Already? I've missed three?
Already.
Darn.
Yeah. But the next one
next?
Is at the University of Ottawa.
Oh, it's not going to be here?
No, it's
when's the
September the 14th at 3 p.m. That'll be live on the air starting about 15 minutes before 3. And they'll be broadcasting from the University of Ottawa.
How can you tell on there when's a season here and when's a season there?
Well, if it says at U of Ottawa, yeah. And if it says versus Guelph, which would be the 21st. And that's going to be a special day, the 21st of September.
Okay.
First day of fall. But that's going to be at 3 p.m. right here at
3 p.m.
Richardson Stadium versus Guelph. And then...
Does it say how much it is to get in? No.
Do you know what? It says, for more information, visit CFRC.ca.
I don't think they know.
Well, or CFRC Sports at Instagram.
Again, I don't think they know. I think you have to go to the Golden Gales thing.
There you go. Oh, okay.
Is it Golden Gales now, or is it just the Gales? I think they dropped the golden part. several years ago. They had some big company come in and say,
"Find out.
Yeah, we've determined that we've done all of the data crunching.
Mm-hmm.
Drop the gold."
Why?
I don't know.
Anyway, so I would say Queen's University and .ca/sports. I don't know. That would be. So the September 28th is at Western. That'll be a big game because they're big rivals.
At where?
At Western. That's in London, Ontario.
Oh, are they rivals?
Mm-hmm. Close. And then the following weekend, October the 5th, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it'll be at Laurier. That's Montreal area. No, sorry. That's up towards Waterloo. And then the 29th, October the 19th at 1 p.m., and it'll be right here, homecoming weekend.
No way.
Waterloo will be playing at Richardson Stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that's,
you know what?
Circle October 19th.
I thought maybe I'd like to go to a game,
uh-huh.
And then I see the prices.
That's not that much, is it?
Well, that's times two.
Yeah, but if you're going to go into the gold section.
Are you going to go in the gold? Probably not.
Okay.
What's the gold look like? Doesn't even tell you. Just willy-nilly, buy this.
Yeah, it looks like it's just called Queen's Gales.
Hmm. Yeah, it's the Queen's Gales. The golden was dropped. Remember, I just told you a while ago. A few moments ago, I gave you a little history lesson. And it was that they brought in that company.
Mm-hmm.
They crunched the numbers, and they said, "Drop the golden."
That's odd.
They wanted to recreate the image,
mm-hmm.
of the football sports places.
Well, all
here.
The sports teams.
Yeah, have. They're all the Gales.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to all be the Golden Gales. Right.
So hockey, volleyball.
Yeah. Gales.
Soccer.
Gales hockey.
Fencing.
Gales fencing. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
I think I know a Gales fencing person. Okay. I know a fencing person.
I just wanted to let people know that all of the games are on Saturdays.
Well, the Memorial Center is cashless. You should know that.
Oh, is it?
Cashless.
Oh, but that's for hockey games, right?
No, it's for the whole thing. Isn't it? Yeah.
Memorial
Stadium,
Center? Oh.
Queens. Do you not read the entire sentence?
I don't read
Richardson
any of it.
Stadium, Queens Arc, and the Memorial Center are all cashless.
Oh, okay.
So any kind of snacks?
They just give them away free.
You better have your card.
No.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that tapping business.
Let me see the, I'm worried about it too. Where is the seating chart?
They don't have.
What else do you want to know, Doug?
I'm good. That's good.
No, I want to know more now.
Oh, well, Queens Volleyball.
Ball schedule.
When
no.
is?
No, I don't want to know.
They don't have it?
That. No. Why? No.
I do.
Football.
No.
Not soccer.
I gave you all the information.
I did see a seating chart here. I don't know where it is.
I'll leave you to it because I have Twin Flames lined up, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
You all set?
Yeah, go.
So what's the song actually? It's Without Tears. Oh my goodness, that's what it's going to be like when the Gales play.
Is that going to be like?
The people in the stands are going to be without tears. They're going to be cheering. Go for it.
Thank you. lauta ka sapilene angilanga ta hagalo arama ka yusifunga inu
Three seasons, the Queens Gaels have had the Ottawa GG's number. These teams have played seven times since 2021, and Queens has walked away victorious on all seven occasions. For each of the last 3 years, Ottawa's season has ended at Richardson Memorial Stadium. But with every game played, the margin of victory gets tighter and tighter. In 2023, the Gaels won their two matchups by 7 total points. On Saturday, September 14th, the two Titans of the OUA East rekindle their rivalry once more as the Gaels make the short trip up the 416 to play the GGs in Ottawa. Will the Gaels make it an elite 8 in a row, or will the GGs finally snap their post-pandemic losing streak? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 2:45 for the pregame show ahead of the 3 p.m. kickoff. We hope to see you then.
Agnes Etherington Art Center welcomes new and returning students for Orientation Week activities. From September 16th to the 21st, join Agnes for queer karaoke, a film screening by Palestinian filmmaker Kamal Al-Jafari, an educator workshop prioritizing a no-border approach to teaching, and an exclusive sound-making workshop with renowned musical collective, LOL. To register for any of these free events, visit the Agnes website at agnes.queensu.ca.
CFRC 101.9 FM has opened applications for its 2024-2025 Musicians in Residence program. Young and emerging artists are encouraged to apply to use CFRC studio space as an incubator to create new music, perform it live on air with video simulcast, take part in industry-related workshops for bands who are just starting out, and get paid. Learn more and apply today at cfrc.ca.
Kick your shoes off at the door. Wouldn't it be cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Our people will not be defined by our traumas. The connection that we have to these lands and waters and, of course, to each other is far greater than anything that they can do to us. They've tried to beat it out of us. They've tried to over-incarcerate us, residential school it out of us. But it remains. Land back is an invitation. An invitation to those that have been lost. All the brothers and sisters that have been stolen from our nations. And there are many that we are calling home. For us, we've been fighting for land back since contact. Our fight here in Six Nations has been about our 6 miles on each side of that Grand River. And now, that 6 miles, well, that was just the beginning.
Yeah.
What was that, Sean? Logan Stats. I really like that one called 6 Miles.
Good one.
I like that. Yeah. Before that, we had Twin Flames with Without Tears. I don't know if you like that one or not. Sort of gentle.
Very nice.
Yeah. Anyway, and
can
then
you hear me at all, Doug?
I can hear you very well.
How about now?
You're sounding very close.
And even now?
No.
All right.
Okay. You know, I asked you what you've been up to a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Here and there, everywhere, Doug. Mm.
I don't know. Should I talk about what I've been involved in the last week and a half?
You can if you like. I don't know that it's...
All right. I'll tell you what it is, and then we can leave it at that for now.
All right.
Utilities Kingston has been working at the direction of the City of Kingston to create a biosolids, biogas facility just out at what they call the Knox Farm. It's just north of the 401 and off Perth Road. So it's Division Street and 401, and then you just go north, and it's pretty close to it.
So it's by a farm.
It's on an old farm property.
It is a farm.
Yeah, but it's right on the fence line of the Cataraqui Conservation Authority.
Okay.
The area there. So that's one of the concerns that I have. But as I got hold of the report that the consultants are sent to Utilities Kingston.
The consultants.
Dillon Consulting. They're a big firm out of Toronto. Oh. And they've been working on this for a while. And this is phase 4. And in the phase... I don't know what phase it was actually involved in, whether it was phase 1, 2, or 3, but they had a page in this report that says they have consulted with these First Nations, and they had a list of them.
All right.
Okay. So my first thought was, oh, I wonder what did the First Nations say about this facility? You know, where you're going to put sewage waste and the green bin waste together to create, you've probably seen pictures of them where they've got a big dome or several big domes and they're going to do biodigestors.
And
they're going to get methane gas from that and produce methane gas to use through the Utilities Kingston. But there's always this leftover stuff. So they've got what they're going to call a sludge lagoon.
Ooh.
What?
That sounds...
What they're essentially implying is they're going to contain any waste that's liquefied or whatever escapes from these.
I get the idea.
Mm-hmm. But it's right on the edge of the conservation and the creek that goes through the conservation area out to Lake Ontario,
mm-hmm.
right through the city.
Yeah, is there a point in time when the dome goes on that?
Before they start, they put domes on it.
Or they start placing stuff in there?
Mm-hmm. They have
material?
The material?
No, material inside the dome.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's going to be the sewage.
Yeah, sewage, yeah.
Yeah. So whether they process that and, you know, because it's unclear how they're going to get it from the sewage treatment plants that are down on Lake Ontario out to Knox Farm, which is north of the 401. They're going to truck it on roads?
They haven't thought about that yet?
No. Well,
maybe
I'm sure they thought about it, but it's not in the report. But let me go back to the point where... First Nations communities have been asked to respond to their idea of putting this biogas generator right next to a conservation area.
Yeah. They said...
So the first group that I saw listed there was the Williams Treaty.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I mentioned that to you before, but the Williams Treaty is a huge area, and I still haven't found out who they wrote to who represents, quote, the Williams Treaty on the side of First Nations. But then the next one I saw was the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte.
Uh-huh.
And the next one I saw was Alderville, which is near just south of Peterborough mm-hmm. on Rice Lake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I got thinking about this, and I thought, okay, so I called and talked to a couple of people I know who are well-connected in the community. One of them is the Dean of Native Studies at Trent University. And, you know, we just got chatting about it and asked, who should I contact that may have been involved? And she said, well, I'll get back to you. And within an hour, she got back to me saying, we don't know what you're talking about. So I thought, okay. I went back to read the report. It took me a couple of days to find out. And in the report, it says that one person from that community near Rice Lake came to Kingston to talk about the history of the peoples in this area, going back many years when they were doing the archaeological dig, which was several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to do more digging, and I found out that that material is available at the Utilities Kingston for all Kingstonians to look at the history, according to the Mississauga. So
uh-huh.
I got thinking, all right, so did someone from Tiendanega come to give the history of the Mohawks?
I don't know.
Okay. Or the Haudenosaunee. Or did someone come from, let's go a little further afield, right, Akwesasne, which is near Cornwall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did some more reading, 209 pages of this document. Not easy to read when you get going because they have appendices to refer to, but they don't lockstep them one after the other in the document. But again, back to the archaeological dig, there were two people who came from Huron-Wyandotte. Do you have any idea where they would be located? No, neither did the person I talked to at Utilities Kingston. So I thought, okay, my first response was, oh, was that somebody from up near Midland, Ontario, or in that area? No. Somewhere in Quebec. Oh, Loretteville, because that's the Huron communities in Loretteville. And that's where she thought it was, but wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some more research and found some documents that were given to counselors about 4 years ago.
Okay.
Relating to the archaeological dig. And it was one person from Odernak. And then I got stopped for a second. That's not the Huron-Wyandotte. So I'm not quite sure what information they're using for this report that they're putting together for all Kingstonians to look at and agree to, and the counselors would have to okay this site. So
how
is that?
How big is this?
The site?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I've looked at a few here on the interwebs,
mm-hmm.
and they don't look that big.
Oh, they're quite, well, it takes up a fair bit of land.
And if it down towards home, mm-hmm. there is the semblance, the foundation for this plant that you're talking about.
A biodigester?
A biodigester.
Oh, okay.
and but it does not have the dome. It has everything but the dome. I had heard that this is what it was going to be, or that this is what it was. And I go, okay, well, if that's what it is, well, all right. But it's a personal farm.
Oh, is that right?
It's a farm. Mm-hmm. It's this guy's farm, whoever it is. I don't even know who it is. And he's had it installed. He's also got a very large, what looks like a, a milking operation. So it would be helpful for him.
Okay, there are some of them, and they're just cattle manure that goes into them.
Yeah. This is... Are you saying something other than... Cattle waste?
Cattle waste, yeah. The cattle manure comes with hay, maybe, or something like that.
But you're saying there's other waste.
The one in Kingston is going to be human sewage, mostly.
Oh, okay.
That goes to Ravensview or goes to the Cataraqua
treatment plant. And the energy produced from such...
Well...
Stuff.
Yeah.
Such material.
We just call it sewage.
Yeah. Would be to put the lights on here, or?
Well, that's the question. I don't know.
Is it going to be used for...
They were going to try it.
For heating?
Or to put it into along with the natural gas.
Okay.
I didn't see anywhere where Enbridge has said, yes, you can supply your methane gas to their natural gas. I don't know.
Wow. Well, okay.
Because there are problems with that.
So that's on the way then.
Logistics, so and more cost.
It's going to happen, is it?
I don't know. I hope not. No, but I'll tell you one reason.
You're not supposed to be biased, Doug.
I'm not biased. Environmentally,
you hope not.
Well, environmentally, it doesn't make sense to put a facility where you're going to have sewage solids coming in to go into the digester, and they're going to truck them in, and they've got a building set up planned for a big receiving building for trucks to come in and dump everything. And also the green bins all over the city, and those green bin materials are going to be dumped in there.
Awesome.
And the numbers that I saw on charts, when you add them all up from all these different sites, don't show enough material, digester material, to have these digesters running 100% of the time. So in their report, they did say that this is going to have to be a regional facility. Regional meaning you have to reach out. Could be as far away as Belleville or as far away as Trent in one direction and Brockville another. And further north, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So now you're trucking all this material.
I have a dream.
To that site.
That's what that is.
But if there's any error at all in...
Well, I was...
You're going to have the problem with the conservation area not being available for people to come and study nature, and you're not going to have... good wildlife habitat.
No. Okay. But I do see that they do have problems with such buildings.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. there is, in fact, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that there is problems with this design.
Oh, okay.
In that there is a chance that they could become explosive.
Oh, that's, yes.
Okay. So I was kind of afraid to say that word here on air, but I don't want to give anybody any ideas.
No.
But there is that chance.
Okay, the engineer.
I think in college they call it the Blue Angel.
Oh, there you go.
I think is what they call it for in high school, anyways.
Okay.
There was always like that one guy that can happen, but the Blue Angel. You may have to Google it.
Okay.
The folks at home. Essentially, this is a ginormous Blue Angel in the works.
There's a potential for that kind of disaster, yes.
I think it was Blue Angel. But it's not Blue
but
Angel.
It's been
a number of years since I've been in high school.
They mentioned
they may call it something
that
else
they're
now.
Going to have a flaring stack that'll run 24 hours a day,
stack?
7 days a week.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun.
So when you
to
drive
see.
Along the 401,
like
you'll
you're
be
driving
able to
along
see,
and
you see this flame. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And if you don't like that, well, I can show you one in Toronto.
Wait a minute.
Or Edmonton.
Let's stop right now.
Okay.
Maybe let them build it because I want to see that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And they're going to have lights on.
Is the lights going to mess with the?
Maybe it will. Like, I never
lights
thought of
out.
That.
I think lights out to me.
You're going
to
want the lights out so you can see the flame. And I'm saying put the lights out so that the animals.
That would take me away from the TV for a little while.
That might.
It's like, oh, wait, it's coming again. It's like our very own volcano.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, that'll be awesome. Oh. Like I was like, I don't know if we want that around here, but now I think we do.
Mm. You go to utilitieskingston.ca, I think it is.
Do they have it on there?
They
have one of those.
You'll see pictures of it.
Oh yeah, with the stack and everything.
Well,
oh,
yeah,
nice.
I think so. Check and see.
Like I'm thinking.
Type in there quickly because we got to go to music.
Oh yeah, we'll go there. In my mind, I'm thinking like Mad Max, Beyond Thunderdome.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
See?
Oh my gosh, that'll be awesome. Like it'll be at night.
It'll be at night. Yeah, but it's just going to be a burning flame. It'll be a forever Olympic torch.
Just like the one in Ottawa.
There you go.
You think maybe what's going on there?
Kingston has the first parliament, that's the idea.
We got to catch up to
it. You know what? I'm going to music because you're making me laugh hard on this.
No, it'd be awesome. Like, put a little, a water fountain and fire.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. It'd be an attraction. People want to come from miles around to see it. You could sell tickets.
No.
I'm almost certain that that's probably what they're thinking.
Oh. Sell tickets to come in and drive through or
no,
what?
No. If you want to, you know. Dispose of at our facility, it's per ton.
It is metric ton.
The light show is on us. The light show is on them.
Well, I'm glad
they could have guys selling popcorn.
I'm glad
and
I
stuff
brought
like
it up
that.
To you because you know, yeah, I've been struggling with. This is really a downer for me. Now you brought me back to being normal.
Yeah, because you're driving by
I love it.
And it'll be like a little fire, and you're like, oh.
So should I put that in my
Yeah, where's
response?
The marshmallows? Yeah. Big, ginormous marshmallow. The marshmallow man, maybe we better go.
No.
Better go to music.
We're going to go to some music, yeah. In fact, you're not going to like this. The first...
What is it?
Porch light.
Oh, it's a porch light.
Yeah.
Almost the same thing.
I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I, how will I even know?
And I keep your photograph to this day, wishing and hoping that you're okay. And I, I'm missing you now.
And now I'm pitaron, I have it. Kitsaron, I till it all out. Then I hung up on it all corner of it.
Was the same, love remains. All this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day. Wish you were home beside me.
We've left your bedroom in its place. Posters and memories unerased. And I, how will I even
lie? Standing in the doorway, I hold back my tears. Seems just like yesterday, although it's been years. And I, I'm missing you now.
Walls the same, love remains. All this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day. Wish you were home beside me.
And I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I,
your name to
this day. I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face. And I,
come up from the ash.
one shot, you gotta give it all you got.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
What's going on? 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 What's going on